Bibleline, Bibleline. Hear God's word on Bibleline. Everywhere, every time. Hear God's truth on Bibleline.
Welcome to Bibleline with Dr. Ralph Yankee Arnold, pastor of Calvary Community Church in Tampa, Florida, clearly declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ through the radio and the internet. Your regular prayers and monthly support make it possible for Bibleline to continue on the air. You can reach us toll-free at 1-800-576-3771. Online donations may be made by clicking on the donations link on the BibleLineMinistries.org homepage. We pray that you will enjoy our commitment to the clear gospel of Jesus Christ and that today's concluding message of this teaching will be a blessing to you and your family.
Look down in verse 20. And we know that the Son of God has come and hath given us an understanding. So see, not everybody understands it. That we may know Him that is true, and we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. So he that hath the Son hath eternal life. Eternal life is the Son. Eternal life is Christ. When you have Christ, you have eternal life. And the only way that I could ever go to hell is for Jesus Christ to go with me. I don't think He's going. And He says that He'll never leave me and never forsake me. Wherever He is where I'm going to be. And I don't care where He is. I'm going to be with Him. Because He'll never forsake me. That's a promise in His Word. I either believe what He says or I don't believe it. And if I do believe it, then that's what I ought to preach. What is my gospel that I preach? I don't believe that it's just a good message. I believe it's the best message. In other words, I don't believe there is a message better than this message. We don't have to apologize for this message. We don't have to be ashamed of this message. We ought to be able to stand up against anybody, radio, TV, I don't care who they are, anybody, and say, this is the gospel. This is the message that I believe and what I preach. And I don't apologize for it. This is the truth. I do believe that I am eternally secure. There is no other way of knowing that you're going to heaven. So, is it better to think, to hope, to guess, maybe, perhaps, or know that I have eternal life, to know that I'm going to heaven? Look at the next question. Is it better to have a payment for some of my sins, most of my sins, or all of my sins? Which would be the best? All of my sins. Well, slap my mouth. That's what I believe. So then evidently I must believe the best message. Well, of course I do. We teach the best message, the gospel. That is so wonderful. I want you to look at this verse. Look here in the book of Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13, verse 38 and 39. 38 and 39. And just look and see what it says. Verse 38 says, this is on page 1167 in an old Scofield reference Bible, one of the church Bibles from the pew there. Verse 38 says, be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, Jesus Christ, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. Did you know forgiveness of sins is for all my sins? And to be forgiven of all my sins is eternal security. To be forgiven of all of my sins, He can't hold them against me. What sin is going to condemn me to hell if they're all forgiven? All my sins. See, the penalty of my sins have been forgiven. And He says here in this verse 39, and by Him, Christ, by Him, get this, all that believe. Now, there's some people that will believe it. Some people will not believe it. They'll never believe it. All that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. You could never keep the law of Moses and be justified. You'll never live perfect enough to say, I've kept the law, I deserve to be saved and deserve to go to heaven because I have lived such a good life. There has never been such a person in this world, man or woman. Now, we're excluding Jesus Christ. Everybody else, nobody has ever lived good enough to save themselves. Not one. That's why Christ died for all. And just so that you know this, Mary, who gave birth to Jesus, says, I will rejoice in God, my Savior. If she was not a sinner, she would not need a Savior. Think it through. He is the Savior of the world, and everybody needs a Savior. I just heard recently that they're talking about trying to make somebody a saint. It's been in the papers, front page. And they're just trying to find a miracle that somebody did that can claim and say, yes, he did perform a miracle. And so one person testified, I was healed because of it, and therefore they have the right to be a saint. Now let me just explain this to you. I am a saint. And I don't need your vote. I don't require your vote. You say, how come you get to be a saint? Now, I'm not a Saint Bernard. I'm a saint. I'm a saint because I have been made pure and holy and set apart by the payment Christ made on the cross for me. If you have trusted Christ as your Savior, you are a saint. That's why the Bible says, to the saints that are at Rome, to the saints that are at Corinth. And yet these saints weren't living like saints. But because Christ paid for their sins, they were sanctified. The word hagiazo in the Greek, set apart, been made pure and holy. And that's why we call this sometimes a sanctuary. Your body is to be sanctified because you are a saint. So I don't have to worry about, did I perform any miracles? Is there anything that I've done that, now everybody's going to vote on me being a saint. 300 or 400 years after I'm dead, who cares? Who cares what people think about you? We're going to make Jay a saint. And let's say Jay's been dead for 100 years. Do you think he really cares? And what do we bestow? What did we do for him? Nothing. It's a joke. That's religion. It's not the Bible. It's religion. That's where man says, he was so good. We got to bestow upon him some special honor. And yet in God's eyes, if he'd never trusted Christ as Savior, old Rabbi Jay goes to hell. But the only reason he'll get to go to heaven is if did he trust Christ as Savior. Have you trusted the Lord yet, Jay? Oh, good. That's great. I hate for him to teach a Bible lesson and read our scriptures for us every Sunday and he doesn't even know the Lord. But it says that you're justified by faith and faith alone, from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. People don't believe the scripture. Look at letter C. Is it better to be saved for a day, a month, a year, or forever? Well, forever. See, wouldn't that be better? I mean, if God can save me for a day, oh, why can't God just go ahead and save me forever? What's the difference? If he can't save me for no longer than a day or a week, then I don't need it. I don't need it. But now if it's forever, now that's worth crossing the ocean for. That's worth missionaries going to here and there and around the square telling people how to have something because you got something. To go into all the world and tell people, you got to be good. Is that good news or bad news? To tell people to be good, to go to heaven, is bad. It causes people to think, I can maybe live up to being good enough to make it. And so they go to church and they do all these good things and give some money, trying to earn their way to heaven. And God's already said, it's free. It's free. And people just can't believe it. Letter D, to have a salvation. You can lose or when you can't lose. Just think about the question. Is it better to have a salvation that you can lose or you can't lose? The one you can't lose. Wouldn't that be better? Why wouldn't God make it that way if that's the best? Why in the world would Christ died on the cross to pay for my sins, to save me for a day or a week, but he can't do it forever. In other words, I couldn't get saved by my works. Then pray to him, how can I keep my salvation by my works? They weren't good enough to save me. How come they're good enough now to keep me saved? It's either by grace or by work. It can't be both ways. As much as I want people to go to church and learn the Word of God, I can't put that as a requirement to go to heaven. Why? I'm not God. What right do I have to change the Word of God? Just because I want people to live right. Do I want you to serve the Lord and do right, to read His Word, to pray, to give? Do I want you to do those things? Yes, but not to get to heaven, because it won't get you there. It'd be a total waste of my time and yours. And yes, there are some people who trust Christ as Savior. They have eternal life and they'll go to heaven when they die. And they may never darken the doors of a church, may never give a cent. And yet they'll go to heaven because God loves them that much. Has nothing to do with whether you like it or you don't like it. It's not in your power. It's not in your hand. Everybody in this church, if you hated my guts and you wanted me to go to hell, sorry. I'm going to heaven anyway. And you might as well like me here because you're going to have to live with me there for eternity. So you might as well start loving me now. Look at the next letter E. To receive eternal life as a free gift or by living a perfect life. If you had a choice, which way would you want it? Would you want it as a gift or would you want to try to live a perfect life to get it? And remember, when you want to live a perfect life, that means from the time you're born to the time you die. How you doing? You say, well, I haven't sinned in 40 years. Let me talk to your wife. I think you're lying. If you're lying, you're dying. Now look at the four things that I mentioned down here on the bottom, the strong points of our salvation. Once you are His child, you're always His child. It's kind of like when me and Betty had three kids born into our family. They will always be our kids. Can't unborn them. Tried. No. Once you're born in your family, they're always your children. But I've tried to tell my kids something that God's Word teaches. You have a choice of being an obedient child or disobedient child, but you're still His child. When you trusted Christ as Savior, you can be an obedient or disobedient. And if you're an obedient child, God said He'll bless you here, reward you when you get to heaven. If you're disobedient, He says, I'm going to have to chasten you, discipline you, maybe take you home before your time. So can I live as I please? Yes, I can. And still go to heaven? Yes, I can. Any preacher that tells you otherwise doesn't understand it. He's a compromiser if he does believe it. If he's afraid that you're going to turn against him or leave the church. I don't worry about tiptoeing through the tithers. But I want people to serve the Lord. I don't want them to be chastened. I want people to do right because I want God's blessings upon you. When you get to heaven, I want God to be able to reward you. But you don't do those things to get there. See, going to heaven is free. What you have when you get there depends upon what you do for Him. So I try to challenge and motivate people. Yes, I want you to love the Lord. I want you to serve Him with all your heart. But not to get to heaven. Because that's impossible. And if we just keep those things strong. But once you're His child, you are His child forever. Look at letter B. Once forgiven, always forgiven. Your sins are removed as far as the east is from the west, never to be brought up again. Once a saint, always a saint. Hebrews 10:14 says, once perfected, always perfected. People that believe you can lose your salvation don't believe God made you perfect in Christ when He saved you. Now, this is what's difficult. Have you ever seen a perfect person? In Christ, we're all perfect. When you trusted Christ as your Savior, you were born into God's family without a sinful nature. See, I've been born twice. The first time, well, that was pretty bad. I got an old sinful nature and messed up an awful lot. Still bothers me every once in a while. But I trusted Christ as my Savior and God gave me a new birth. The new one doesn't have a sinful nature. It was born of God. Because it doesn't have a sinful nature, it doesn't sin. If it doesn't sin, it doesn't die. So you see, my second birth lasts forever. It was born from an incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God. So I got two births. The first one, well, one of these days, they're going to bury it in the ground. Y'all going to cry a little bit and say, oh, we miss it. But while you're down here moaning and groaning, I'm going to be up there. You'll see, though I die, yet shall I live. I'm going to heaven, my new birth, and it's perfect. That's how come I can go to heaven when I die. Why? Because my second birth is perfect. You see, you have to be perfect to go to heaven, and people can't get this. You'll never be perfect by trying to get your first birth to improve. You can send it to church and all those things, but it won't improve it. You're still a sinner. Nothing's changed. It's whenever you trust Christ as your Savior and God gives you a new birth, you become His child. And once you're His child, you're His child forever. And in letter D, you see, if in this life, if you serve the Lord, once God says, lay up treasure in heaven where thieves can't break through and steal it, it means you can't lose it. So if I was to serve the Lord here in the few years that God gives me to live, I'm laying up treasure in heaven. And He makes a statement in the book of Matthew in chapter 10. He says, and whosoever shall give even unto these little ones a cup of cold water in my name, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. You see, when you do things that God wants you to do, treasures, rewards laid up in heaven, you can't lose. You can only lose what you could have done, what you could have done. God said He wants us to receive a full reward. I mean, serve the Lord all your life. That means from the time I trust the Lord till the time that I leave this world, it's the will of God that I walk with my Heavenly Father, that I serve Him. But I don't do it to get to heaven. But God says He's going to bless me anyway. He's going to reward me when I get there. And I figure I just want God to do whatever God wants to do. And if He wants to bless me in this life, Lord, you go right ahead. And if He wants to reward me when I get to heaven, that's fine with me. I serve the Lord because of what He hath done for me, not what He's going to do. Just saving me from hell is enough reason for me to serve the Lord for the rest of eternity. I want you to look in your Bible very quickly to the book of John, chapter 3. John, chapter 3. The Gospel of John, chapter 3. I want you to know that if you do not trust Christ as Savior, sometimes people think, and it's a verse written in the book of Hebrews in chapter 9, verse 27, it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. That judgment is the great white throne judgment. At the great white throne judgment, there is no second chance. There's no second chance. And the Bible says if their names are not found in the Lamb's book of life, which means the second birth, you trusted Christ as Savior, then if your name's not written in the Lamb's book of life, then they're cast into the lake of fire where they will be forever and ever. There's no second chance. They don't get out and get the chance to, you know, change their mind. That's why He says, as the tree falls, so shall it lie. When you die, it's either you're in Christ or you're not in Christ. You see, we were born in sin. If you live in sin and die in sin, that's a position. Then you're lost for all eternity. But when you're born in sin and you trust Christ as Savior, you're in Christ, not in sin. You're in Christ. And to die in Christ is to live forever with the Lord. So anyone who trusts Christ as Savior, you have eternal life. And He says here in verse 18, he that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is, what's the word? Condemned. Condemned. Already. Why? Because he hath not believed. So you can't make people believe it. But I want you to understand that if you're here this morning and you've not trusted Christ as your Savior, you say, well, that's okay because I'll get a chance to have. There's people who call themselves Jehovah's Witnesses that believe you're just in soul sleep. And eventually one of these days, see, God can give everybody another chance. Boy, don't that sound like, well, then it doesn't matter. I got another opportunity coming down the road. I'll just wait till then. That is totally contrary to everything taught in this book. It makes a mockery out of preaching the gospel now. Because it won't really matter. If you eventually can all get there, and there's people who believe in universalism, that everybody's going to be there anyway. You don't need to worry about it now. Is that the Bible? No. It makes a mockery out of preaching the gospel. Because why preach the gospel? Why wouldn't see anybody? Let them alone. When they get a second chance, they'll all believe anyway. So see there? But what if it's not true? The Bible says there's those who believe and those that do not believe. And those that do not believe it, God says, are condemned. Look what it says there in verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath what? Everlasting life. But look at the other part of it. Don't forget the other part of the verse. He that believeth not the Son shall not, that's in the future, shall not what? Shall not see life until he gets a second chance. See, people read in the scripture, it's not there. It don't say that. It says he shall not. That's a promise. That's in the future. Will not see life. But what? The wrath of God abideth upon him. The wrath of God. And how long do you think that's going to be? Where it says in the book of Revelation, the smoke of their torment, not the smoke from the fire, the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And when he took the beast and the false prophet and cast him into the lake of fire, and then later the devil was cast into the bottomless pit. After the 1,000 years was over, the devil was cast into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are. Still there. And when you read the book of Matthew, I want you to do this one verse. Look in the book of Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25. Now look at verse 41. Verse 41. You see, I know the devil's going to be there. And maybe the angels will be there, but people? Well, look in verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand. Now this word them refers to people. People. Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepare for the devil and his angels. Look down in verse 45. Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, in so much as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into, how long is this punishment to last? Everlasting punishment. Punished for how long? Forever. But the righteous and to eternal life. Life eternal. Is there a difference here? Is there a contrast? Yes, there is. Does it seem like we're all going to be in the same place eventually? No. That's heresy. It's not the Bible. It's not what we're taught. This means that it's important for you right now to make sure. Have you really trusted Christ as your Savior? You can hear it for years. But did you really hear it? Do you really understand? If you don't trust Christ as your only hope of going to heaven, you don't go to heaven. You don't go. You will go to a literal fire-burning hell. And there's preachers today that don't even want to mention the word hell because it makes people feel uncomfortable. Did you know that it will not be long before me preaching on hell is going to be against public policy? Because it's going to cause people mental anguish. I'm not joking. It's coming. And I will probably have myself a jail ministry. Because I will not trim one word of what I believe the book teaches. You don't need a Savior to keep you from going to a place if it doesn't exist. I believe Christ died and paid for my sins so that I would not go there. That's why I needed a Savior to save me from that place. I don't want to go to hell. And that's why when I was 18 years old, I sat there in that living room and I bawled like a baby. And all I knew is when my father-in-law stopped talking to me, I knew if what he says is true, I am going to hell. I'm going to hell. And I knew I don't want to go there. So that night I trusted Christ as my Savior. And I know that I'm going to heaven. And I believe that I not only have a good message, I got the best message. A gospel that has power to it. Because this gospel saves me from all my sins forever. And I can know that I'm going to heaven. It doesn't get any better than this. God, I have a new commercial on TV. Look up here. This is you and me. This is sin. We all have sin on us. God loves us, hates our sin, but He loves us. So the Bible says that to pay for sin is eternal separation from the Lord. Since we're all in the same boat, and God is not a respecter of persons, God can't save one person unless they deserved it. And there's nobody that deserves it. So nobody can go to heaven by earning it. So God says, to go to heaven, I have to be perfect, as righteous as God. No sin. But I'm not perfect. I am a sinner. And God says, I cannot save myself. This hand represents Jesus Christ. He's the Lord, God in the flesh. He came into the world because He loves us, hates our sin, because it separates us from Him. So Jesus Christ took the sin, paid for it on the cross, and came back from the dead. And said that if you and I, if we would believe that He did it for us, He would put this payment to our account and we get to go to heaven on what Jesus Christ did for us. And if you believe this, if you believe it, He says, I give to you everlasting life. It means life that lasts forever. That's eternal security. What it means is once you're saved, you're always saved. Once you're a child of God, you're always a child of God. And once you're forgiven, you're always forgiven. That's the book. Let's pray, shall we? If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, but if you're here this morning, you say, that made sense to me, and I want to be certain of going to heaven when I die, and preach, I'd like for you to pray for me. It doesn't matter how many times you've heard it, or how sincere you may be. Are you saved? Are you going to heaven when you die? Do you know for sure? If you're not, why not right now in the quietness of this moment just talk to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't understand it all, but I know I'm a sinner and I believe Christ died, paid for my sins, and I'm going to trust Him as my only hope of going to heaven. If you're making that decision, I'd like to know it. I'd like to pray for you. I'm not going to have you forward or embarrass you, but right where you're sitting, you can just slip your hand up very quickly and put it right back down. Yes, God bless you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Just slip it up real quick, put it right back down. Are there others? Our Father, we do thank You so much for all You've done for us. For the one indicating that by an uplifted hand that they would accept the payment You made on the cross for them. We ask Your blessings upon each person here. And Father, help us to see the importance of why we need to tell people about it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Bible Line, a teaching ministry of Calvary Community Church in Tampa, Florida, with Dr. Ralph Arnold. We pray that you are blessed by today's message. If you have enjoyed our commitment to the clear gospel of Jesus Christ, you can reach BibleLine and pledge your support to keep us on the air in your area by dialing toll-free 1-800-576-3771. That's 1-800-576-3771. To listen to today's message again or to obtain a free download of any of our BibleLine programs, just go to our homepage at BibleLineMinistries.org and click on the radio broadcast link. If you are in the area, we welcome you to visit us. The address for Calvary Community Church is 4811 George Road, Tampa, Florida, 33634. Our Sunday morning services begin at 10:30 and at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. Live broadcasts of our services may be seen by clicking on the Calvary Community Church link at BibleLineMinistries.org. Thanks for joining us on BibleLine. And now, a closing thought from Pastor Arnold.
Friend, one day it will happen. The trumpet will sound, and we will be changed, caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So live today and every day, believing that the Lord is coming soon, and just keep looking up.